Now, here's the family, and I'd like for you to meet them today. The name of the man was Elimelech. Now, Elimelech means God is my king. And the name of his wife was Naomi. Now, Naomi means pleasant. And I've given her another name, if you don't mind, it's good. Her name is Mary Sunshine. And here is God is my king and Mary Sunshine. And friends, you can't have a better couple than that. But notice the name of the two sons, Mahlon and Chilion. Now, Mahlon means unhealthy, and Chilion means puny. And that's a funny name for the boys, but that's their name. And that means the names were given to them because it applied to them. You see, in Bethlehem, they said, my, this woman, Naomi, Mary Sunshine, she lives on top of her circumstances. She has these two sickly boys, but you never could tell it talking with her. Some people are like that, you know, and this woman was like that. She had these two sickly boys. They were Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab. That was bad enough, but they continued there. Now, somebody says, what would have happened to the prodigal son if he'd have died in the pig pen? Dr. Harry Rimmer years ago gave the answer. He says he would have been a dead son. He never would have been a dead pig. These were all God's children, but they're in a far country, and they are going to have to come home. Now, we'll notice this. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died. God is my king. What a wonderful name. Every time you call a man, you give a testimony. God is my king. What a marvelous name. And he died, and she was left and her two sons. Now, I told you they'd get their whipping in the far country, and here it begins. Now, what happens? These two boys, they took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other, Ruth, and they dwell there about 10 years. Now, Orpah actually means fawn. That is a little deer. And she was a deer, but it was D-E-E-R and not D-E-A-R. It means she was an athletic type of girl. Apparently could run pretty fast. And the name of one was Orpah, and the name of the other, Ruth. Now, I wish I could give you a name for her. I know that the meaning that's ordinarily given is friendship or beauty. She was beautiful, but she had a wonderful character. There is a word I'd like to use for her, but Hollywood has spoiled it. And you know what it is? Glamour. She had glamour. This girl, Ruth, was a beautiful girl, as we're going to see. And she had personality. And she's not just beautiful and dumb. She's intelligent. And she has a marvelous character. And she came to a knowledge of God. Now notice what happened. And Mahlon and Chilion died, also both of them, and the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. Told you they'd get their whipping in the far country. Now, Mary Sunshine lost her husband, and she's lost the two boys, puny and unhealthy. I didn't really think they were going to live through another hard winter, and they didn't. They died, both of them, and now you've got three widows. And she came out there with three men. Now she has two women, and they're foreigners. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, and I'm reading verse 6, that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. God had blessed the land again. They had turned to God. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. Now, they start out to go to the land of Judah. And what happens? Well, Naomi now stops and talks to her two daughters-in-law like a Dutch uncle to a red-headed stepchild. And notice what she says. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you, as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. Now she talks to them, and she has something nice to say. Generally a mother, you know, that has a son, she just doesn't think there's any girl good enough for her boy. And that's a strange thing. She may think her old man is not very good, and the boy may be just a carbon copy of his dad. But she doesn't think anybody is good enough for him. But Naomi thought that the daughters-in-law were all right for her sons. and she appreciated it.